I think you guys can give a better cheer than that.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
The reason for that hopefully will change this week. Because, look, our God is an awesome God. Amen. He is an amazing God. And we want to see, we need to know that the world out here needs to see Jesus just in the exact same way that they saw him when he came to his own 2,000 years ago. No difference. No difference. That's where we are to leave this week. And everybody here, I think, can say and look and realize, well, that's not how I came here this week, which means something's got to give. Something's got to give. Because that is the promise of God. I mean, that is absolutely the promise of God. It's what enabled 11 guys and a scattered number of others who he appeared to after his resurrection to go forward and basically take a faith that was born in Jerusalem and in Israel and spread it all over the world. And it spread all over the world because when they went forth, they didn't see Paul. They didn't see Peter. They didn't see Stephen. They didn't see Philip. They saw God Almighty. When I say God Almighty, I mean the God that said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Is there any other God who can do that? And I share this with you because, see, that is the power that God wants each and every one of us to walk in. And most of us who've been here for a long time have known that for a long time. This is not a news flash. Oh my God, really? That's what he wants us to do? It's something we've known. But it has escaped us how to walk in it. And this week is about learning how to walk in it. And you're not going to be able to learn how to walk in it unless you do as Richard was saying, which is you come to the place where you realize you know nothing. And he knows better than you. Because then everything in your life is on the table. Nothing is removed. Nothing is removed. You're not hanging on to anything. You don't want to hang on to anything. You want to get shed of everything so that you can attain unto that goal. And that's what needs to happen with each and every one of us here this week. Need to make the decision that we're going to believe God, that we're going to prefer him above every one of one another, above our wives, above our children, above our husbands, above everybody. We are going to prefer him. We are going to do what he says, no matter how we feel about it. It does not matter. Wives think their husbands are jerks and they're being unfair and not being kind and a whole bunch of other things. Tough! He says to serve them as unto him, to give up your life to them, to be their helpmeet. And men, he didn't care about any of these things. Didn't care about your job, didn't care about any of that stuff. He cares about you. He cares about what you are going to do. Each and every day, are you going to serve him? Are you going to make manifest to those around you the Lord Jesus Christ and his power and his love and his grace and his mercy? Is that what you're going to be? Is that what you're going to be about in your workplace? Is that what you're going to be about in your households? Is that what you're going to be about in every aspect of your life? Because that's what it's going to take, folks. That's what we have to be about. We have to be about our Heavenly Father's business. And the other business that we've been about, we got to be willing to get rid of it. Lay it all down. Lay it all down. Now, something I remember from 25 years ago that Richard used to do, I think just about every time somebody new came in, and I was one of the newbies 25 years ago, so he happened to have done it, is he used to talk about a glass. I apologize. I thought of this while I was here, so I had to take my cup that I really like. And I hated to do this, but praise God, I went into the bathroom, filled it up with non-potable water. Is this cup full? It is. It is. I mean, I was in there trying to put more water in it, couldn't get any more in there. You know why? It's full of paper towels. It's full of paper towels. Now, let's see, who can I pick on? Maggie, can you come here for me? And can you go into the bathroom and pull out all of those paper towels and bring it back to me? See, that cup represents our lives, represents us. We want to be filled with Jesus, right? And we have been. But we know that there's yet more that he has for us. And if we're going to get it, then we're going to have to let somebody like Maggie over here go and pull the paper towels out. In the past, when we have tried, people have fought us. People have fought us. And it hasn't gone well for you as you fought us. It's gone badly. And things have gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. Well, I'm done with that. I am not interested in worse and worse and worse and worse. Now, is it full? There's room for something, is there not? There's room for Jesus. See, God is a gentleman. He is a gentleman. He's not going to do anything contrary to your will. And those things that you cannot do, don't worry about it. Because our salvation and everything that God promises us, he promises them to us because he promises that he will do it. I want you to turn to John 12. We're going to go to verse 24. And in verse 24, it begins as follows. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Now, this which Jesus is speaking of, applied not only to him, but it applies to us. What are we to do? What's the one thing he asks us to do? Die unto ourselves. He asks us to die unto ourselves. He asks us to give up our life. To give it up. Every aspect of our life. Nothing held back. It's total. It is total and complete. And if you will lay down your life and give it up and ask him to come into your life, inhabit it, and yield unto his love and his power, he will. What's that song you started with? turn the dark into light, take a heart day into night. I mean, night into day. What is it? Yeah. He can take a heart that was lost and turn it around. You have to make the decision right now, this week and today, because the meetings are going to begin this evening, that you don't want to hang on to any of that old stuff. You are willing and you are determined that you are going to go for it in that new life that is in Christ Jesus, who dwells at the right hand of God the Father. And if you will do so, you will dwell with Him. You will have boldness. You will have courage. You will not fear. You will walk in love. You will have grace. You will have mercy. And you will be victorious in Him. It does not mean that the world will love you. The opposite is the case. The exact opposite is the case. So if you think this is going to be a sweet, peaceful, easy feeling, quit now. But choose. What do you want? Do you want to be loved of God? Known of Him? Or do you want to be received of in the world? Which way do you want it? Because you can't have it both ways. And what happens is, the amazing thing is when you operate in that place, you become the best hope to the people around you. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't mean to knock Jesus off His throne. That's not what I'm talking about here. When you are in Jesus, when you are walking in Jesus's love, not the Philios love that has plagued you and by which you have judged everything, but the true agape love of God. When you stand in that and you walk in His power and the words that you speak and the things that you do are ordained of Him, then it is Jesus, which is their hope, standing before them in the form of a man or woman, which is you. And because you love them, even though they may hate you, you will stand for them. And because you choose to stand for them without compromise, you become their best hope that they might change their mind. That they might see that maybe it is they who are in the wrong and not God. But you cannot do that unless you die to yourself. And if you die to yourself, then you yield yourself to having everything in you that is not of Him taken out of the way. You don't want it anymore. You're not going to want to hang on to it anymore. And you'll be willing to go through whatever you got to go through to get free. And that means you'll hear the truth. And you will accept it. You will accept the truth. Most importantly, about who Jesus is, and then also about how it relates to you. As you do that, you're not going to see something pretty in you. So what? That's why He tells you to die. I don't know about you, but I mean, I like gardening and stuff like that. I wouldn't say I really like gardening. I like the fruits of gardening, which is like a nice, yummy tomato. You take that little tomato seed, doesn't look yummy to me. I don't know about you. I mean, I look at that and I'm like, what's that? I mean, but for the fact that somebody had a label on it saying it was a tomato seed, I'd have no idea what it was, and I'd pass by it and think nothing of it. But you plant that tomato seed and it brings forth a nice, ripe, beefsteak tomato that I can put on my burger or cut up and have in a salad or whatever. Whoo, I like that. I like that. Well, you're the stinking seed. You're ugly. You don't look like much. Nobody would ever think, boy, this is really precious. I mean, I know you guys. And I know me. There's nothing precious about that which we're giving up. Nothing precious at all. But that which God promises, now that's something precious. That's something worth fighting for. That's something worth giving everything up for. Amen.